from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. It cost just a shade under $421,000 last year to pay the salaries and expenses of Timmins City Council members. That information is part of a report going to tomorrow's council meeting. The annual reporting of the figures is a provincial requirement. As full-time mayor, Michelle Boileau was paid $109,000. She also incurred $17,000 worth of expenses, attending conferences, travel, and other allowed expenses. Each of her eight councillors was paid just over $31,000 plus expenses. St. Patrick's Day weekend netted Timmins police three suspected impaired drivers. Two of them were arrested at a ride program stop on Friday night, the third last night by a patrol officer. All three are charged with operation while impaired and driving with over 80 milligrams of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood. The police service is repeating its request to anyone who sees a suspected impaired driver to call 911 right away. In France today, new Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney called his country the most European of non-European nations. French President Emmanuel Macron referred to Canada as a unique friend of France. Carney is in Europe trying to shore up trading partnerships during a tariff war with the U.S. Moving on to London, Carney met briefly with King Charles before talks with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. We can expect a higher annual inflation rate when Statistics Canada releases its Consumer Price Index for February tomorrow. Analysts expect the rate to increase from 1.9% in January to 2.2% for the 12 months ending in February. Most of that is due to the ending of the federal government's break on the GST in mid-month. Tomorrow's inflation data will not yet reflect the direct impact of the economic problems emanating from the United States. Local history time now, and there aren't many left, but 350 Hollinger houses were built beginning in 1919. Local historian Karen Bachman says they were built by the booming Hollinger mine for employees and their families to inhabit the red and green tar paper houses.
There are so many people from the community who remember living in them, whose grandmothers may still live in them. So big part of the development of the town of Timmins, and there's some of our things that are still here, but that are also gone.
Among the ones that are still here is a Hollinger house outside the Timmins Museum.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.